is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out. Part two of Davin's. And on the break, something very exciting just happened. If I can open up my phone and share it with you guys. I got a new Instagram follower, which is very exciting. I cherish everyone who follows me on Instagram. And this is from Mary Kinksfeet. She says, now this account's private, but in her description, Mary Kinksfeet says, and I think that's her given name, I am giving considerable thought to increasing my household with another male sissy slut sub to train and own as my property 24/7 in the lifestyle. Kids, I think I found my soulmate. I want to be her sissy slut sub. I believe that, like, that's a sandwich. Like, I'm going to be in between bread and there'll be, like, lettuce and tomato. It's like at Mike's, you know, Jersey Mike's. I think that's what it
is.
Yes. So that's very exciting. I have a new follower. Good for me. I'm sure she'll find many things that she enjoys on my Instagram page.
I think she will. I think that you need to be dominated by a strong, masculine woman.
I don't know if she's masculine or not. You know what? I feel like I've been dominated, and I don't want to be dominated anymore. How about that shit?
I think that's closer to the truth.
I think so, too. But I don't know. Maybe I'll send her a message. I won't. Okay. Let's do some School of Fools. Wow, nobody heard that conversation. That was all on me. All right, whatevs. Stupid. Anyway, we're back. At a school in San Francisco. Wow. This is, tell you what, I take 2 weeks off, I lose whatever talent I had, and that wasn't much. At a school in San Francisco, Governor Newsom announced plans to add the COVID-19 vaccine to the list of vaccinations required to attend school in person when the vaccine receives full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for middle and high school grades. Now, since this happened, they are on emergency status. They are doing ages 5 and up with can get vaccinated with the Pfizer, making California the first state in the nation to announce such a measure. Following the other first-in-the-nation school masking and staff vaccination measures, Governor Newsom announced the COVID-19 vaccines will be required for in-person school attendance, just like vaccines for measles, mumps, rubella, and more. Quote, the state already requires that students are vaccinated against viruses that cause measles, mumps, and rubella. There's no reason why we wouldn't do the same for COVID-19. Today's measure, just like our first-in-the-nation school masking and staff vaccination requirements, is about protecting our children, school, and staff and keeping them in the classroom, said Governor Newsom. Vaccines work. It's why California leads the country in preventing school closures and has the lowest case rates. We encourage other states to follow our lead to keep our kids safe and prevent the spread of COVID-19. Thanks to the state's bold public and health measures, California continues to maintain the lowest case rate in the entire country and is one of only two states to have advanced out of the CDC's high COVID transmission category. More information about all right. The vast majority of school districts have reported that over 95% of students have returned to in-person instruction this year, as can be seen on the state's student support and in-person dashboard. Thanks to the unprecedented resources and public health measures, California is leading national trends and preventing school closures and keeping kids in classrooms and accounting for only 14 out of over 2,000 school closures nationwide, or roughly 0.7%, despite the fact that California educates an estimated 12% of the nation's public school students. If California rates had aligned with national trends, the state would have seen upwards of 240 school closures. In order to further protect students and staff and continue supporting a safe return to in-person instruction for all students, the governor directed the California Department of Public Health to follow the procedures established by the legislature to add the COVID-19 vaccine to other vaccinations required for in-person school attendance, such as measles, mumps, rubella, pursuant to the health pursuant to the health and safety code. COVID-19 vaccine requirements will be phased in by grade span, which will also promote smoother implementation. Upon full FDA approval of age groups within a grade span, CPDH will consider the recommendations of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the United States Department of Health and Human Services, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the American Academy of Family Physicians prior to implementing requirement. Following the existing statute, full approval of ages 12 and above corresponds to grades 7 through 12, and full approval of ages 5 to 11 corresponds to grades K through 6. Students who are under the age of full approval but within the grade span will be required to be vaccinated only once they reach the age of full approval within a reasonable time period to receive both doses, consistent with existing procedures. All right, so the requirement will take effect at the start of the term following full approval of that grade span, to be defined as January 1st or July 1st, whichever comes first. Based on current information, the requirement is expected to apply to grades 7 through 12 starting July 1st of 2022. However, local health jurisdictions and local education agencies are encouraged to implement requirements ahead of statewide requirement based on their local circumstances. Governor Newsom's historic $123.9 billion pre-K and K-12 education package. So it's kind of interesting here. California being aggressive with this. As far as I'm concerned, if it's fully approved and they're consulting all the places that you would deem they should consult with, not YouTube or Joe Rogan, as some like to get their information from, you know what? You know what? We do it already, and it becomes a lot more commonplace if kids get vaccinated. Like, we've all been we were never vaccinated for chicken pox. That wasn't a thing when we were kids. But we were all vaccinated.
It didn't exist.
Right. Well, chicken pox existed, but
the vaccine did not.
Right. But we were all vaccinated. I think we were all vaccinated. I was vaccinated for measles. I think you guys were vaccinated for measles and mumps. So, our parents didn't think twice of it, because that's just what you do. And this isn't like the flu, where the flu vaccine every year is like 50-50 whether it works. So you go, what's the point? And the flu doesn't usually have these long-haul symptoms that COVID-19 has had in some people. So I think it's a pretty good idea. I think the sooner we get people used to it, the less controversial it'll be. Also, I think if the state is doing this, it takes all the pressure off the local school boards. We've all seen the videos of these heated school board confrontations where people are yelling at the school board. Listen, nobody's running for office to do a school board. At least they weren't for political power. They're genuinely trying to do the right thing. You know, it was always, whether you ran as a Republican or a Democrat, you were always trying to do what's in the best interest locally. Now it's become politicized, like everything else has. But if we can de-escalate by putting that on the states, I think that's a good thing.
Well, the whole thing, I think there might be pushback on this.
I'm sure there will. I'm sure there will.
And you could say, well, why can there be pushback? Well, number one, if parents are getting it, you know, you put your children before yourself. Now, what they bring up is, well, you know, you have the requirement to have measles, rubella, mumps. You know, you have those vaccines. You know, this is no different. Well, in a way it is, and I'll tell you why. Basically, the measles vaccine was tested in 1958. It was licensed in 1963. That's 6 years, 5 years rather. Rubella was tested in 1963. It was approved for distribution in 1969. That is 6 years. The quickest of them was the mumps vaccine, which was tested in 63 and then approved in four years in 1967. With the fact that the COVID vaccines are pretty much brought out to market in a year, I think there still could be some hesitancy on that in lieu of like long-term effects on that, even though the efficacy could be there. But I think that could be a drawback where people still feel that, well, they just brought this out. Who knows the long-term effects? Where these other vaccines, the minimum had a four-year effect on that.
Well, that is a valid concern. I would say this vaccine has been more tested than anything, than all the other vaccines. This mRNA technology, which is what Pfizer, what's the other one? Not Johnson & Johnson. What's Pfizer and what's the other one?
Moderna.
Yeah, so what Pfizer and Moderna, they're using this mRNA technology, which they've been working on for 20 years. So it's not that new. Although, yes, you know, I could honestly see people being concerned because it's been rolled out so quickly. That being said, they are relying on the agencies we have traditionally relied on. It's only this new thing where it's mass hysteria not to trust these agencies. There are always some people that didn't trust these agencies because there's always, you know, a few. But this mass hysteria with this political thing, that's new. Which, again, you know, listen, I think this is going to spread. I think people are going to look to California and see the kids are all right. They're in school. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, Joe. But I think within 5 years, this will be commonplace.
It may be in 5 years when they have that. And as a matter of fact, the way the vaccine approved is that measles and rubella and mumps, they worked on it, and I believe, maybe 89, it was just one vaccine with everything, you know, included. That it's one and done for all of them. So I, you know, like I said, I think that just with people worried about their kids, with the recovery rate being, you know, pretty well with kids, and you know the results on the what long term effects still out on what these vaccines could do, I think there is going to be pushback on this, but that remains to be seen.
Oh, like I said, I'm sure there'll be pushback. Listen, I'm sure some people take their kids out of the public school system and put them in private school. I'm sure, you know, where I guess the state can't really mandate it, can't really rule over that. Or maybe they can. They might be able to. Because even in private school, you have to get vaccines, I think. Maybe more kids will be homeschooled. I don't know. I don't know. But I think it's a good thing. I think in 5 years, we're going to look back and go, yeah, that made sense. Because it seems to be the trend. And yeah, I have the same concerns about long-term things. You know, we don't know if it causes cancer, but there's no indication that it does cause cancer. We don't know that if it causes horns, you know, to poke out of the middle of your head, but there's no indication thus far that it has.
Well, like I said, with the polio vaccine, and I even do the setup in my bit because I did the research on it. When polio, you know, people go, well, when polio came out, people were climbing for it. Well, yeah, but Jonas Salk redacted a lot of negative information on it, and it killed about 1,000 kids. But it was, you know, it was something that's needed, something that's commonplace. So, you know, every new vaccine has its critics on that. In 5 years, yeah, because basically that's enough time to find out what the effects are. So if this was 5 years down the road and I had a kid and they required it and the information was coming back that this is, you know, there's no problems with it, yeah, just put it in and then we'll get the vaccine along with the rubella, the mumps, and the measles.
And chicken pox. And all the other stuff.
Chicken pox.
Yeah, a ton of that.
I wish I got the chicken pox vaccine. Did you guys have the chicken pox?
I had the chicken pox.
Yeah. Well, an effect of chicken pox when you're a kid is when you were an adult getting shingles. And I wound up getting a bad case of shingles. I had sores in my mouth. And lucky me, I'm headlining the weekend I'm affected by this with sores in my mouth and stuff like that. And I, three 45 minute sets over the weekend with sores in my mouth and stuff like that. I had the Ambisol, just put a whole bunch of Ambisol in my mouth and dealt with it. But it's awful. Where now they come out with the shingles vaccine, and you see it on TV, and I'm interested in getting it. I'm looking at side effects and stuff like that. But that is something that I would be interested in getting because getting shingles is fucking awful. It's horrible.
All right. Let's.
I'm looking into getting the shingles vaccine as well because I had chickenpox twice. You're not supposed to be able to do that, but I had a very mild case. So I thought, oh, I got it over with. I got off easy. And then I mingled with some kids in my apartment building that got chickenpox. I thought, one and done. No, I got it again, and I got it really bad.
That doesn't go away. It lies dormant, you know.
I know.
I had the chicken pox at 12, and at 51 years old, I got shingles. So yeah, it can lie dormant for years and can crop up at any time, which scares the hell out of me. So yeah, I'm gonna look into that vaccine.
All right, let's move on to turbulent air.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh. Straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
A Southwest Airlines pilot is under internal investigation after signing off from a flight using the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon," the airline said in a statement provided to NPR. With its origins at a NASCAR race in Alabama in October, the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon," has become common in conservative circles as a way of saying, "Fuck Joe Biden." Because, you know, when I think of conservatives, they're afraid of naughty words. It started as a meme that has now widely spread to Republican members of Congress. Ugh. And has even been said on the House floor. Ay, ay, ay. The
Associated T-shirts available at the Pavilion down in Myrtle Beach.
Yes, yes, yes. The Associated Press reported that the pilot used the phrase on a flight from Houston to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and there were audible gasps from passengers. Southwest says it does not condone its employees sharing personal political opinions while working. One employee's individual perspective should not be interpreted as the viewpoint from Southwest and its collective 54,000 employees, the airline statement said. Southwest is conducting an internal investigation into the recently reported event and will address the situation directly with any employee involved while continuing to remind all employees that public expression of personal opinions while on duty is unacceptable. Southwest does not tolerate any behavior that encourages divisiveness, the airline said. So this was our poll question of the week. A Southwest pilot said, "Let's go, Brandon," which means fuck Joe Biden, over the loudspeaker as he landed the plane, which caused gas from passengers. Should the pilot be disciplined by Southwest? What do you think, Joe? Did more people say yes or no?
I would say people probably said no.
What do you think, Pip?
I think it was probably pretty even.
45.5% said he should be disciplined by Southwest. 54.5% said no. So Joe was correct. Of course he should be disciplined. Now listen, if this guy is a model pilot, you know, and there's never been an instance, then the discipline is he comes into the office, go, "Knock it off. Don't do that shit no more. You made us look bad. We can't have this. Keep your thoughts to yourself." Now, if this guy's been a problem, well, then the discipline should be elevated. But, I mean, yeah, you can't have this. Nobody gives a shit. We just want you to land the plane. Shut up, stupid. Unless the landing gear is named Brandon, shut the fuck up. We just want to get down on the ground. We don't need you pro-Trump. We don't need you pro-Biden. We need you pro-landing. That's all we fucking need. I mean, what? Listen, I mean, when Joe is, selling plumbing supplies, nobody wants to hear a dissertation on Trump or Biden. They want the best fucking deal. That's all they fucking want. We're not here for what Joe thinks I don't have a day program, or what Pip thinks in her day program. Nobody wants it. Now, on our evening thing that Joe and I do, we're granted a little bit more leeway. But even then, the
fucking job. Yeah.
Yeah. But even then, a lot of times, the clubs are hesitant to let us be too much in our statements. But yes, this is terrible. If I was Southwest, there should be some type of discipline. Shut the fuck up, stupid. We have enough bad publicity where flights getting canceled. We don't need you mouthing off. And by the way, the "Let's go, Brandon" stuff is so fucking immature. If you want to say fuck Joe Biden, have at it. But don't come back to me later on and go, "Well, you have to respect the office. And how dare you? And we should all root for, you know, if we were all on the plane, we should root for the captain of the plane." Shut the fuck up with that stupid, that shit. It was bullshit then. It's bullshit now. Like I said, I don't care if you want to go to a NASCAR event or a football game and chant, "Let's go, Brandon." It's fucking stupid. But I have at it. But when you're on the clock, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You know, you asked my opinion. Like I said, that probably more people said that he shouldn't have been, he shouldn't be written up for that. You asked me about my opinion on the poll. On my opinion.
Correct.
On the story, yeah, they have to sit him down and have a talk with him and maybe put a note in his file or something. Like, he shouldn't be fired. But, you know, you're doing a job in a public entity. Just keep your mouth shut and fly the plane. If you want to be concerned about stuff, I would say that please give me enough time to finish my fucking soda and I have to play Beat the Clock when she comes down to grab my cup. I would like the pretzel and the cookie bag. Not just don't chintz me on the first flight and then try to fuck me out of the cookie bag on the second time. I'm fucking telling you, you fucking guy. They really have killed flying for me, Southwest.
I tell you what, I like people of our ilk. We're pretty much flying at this point at the most affordable rate. For pretty much, you know, if it goes to where it wants to go, you know. Now, that being said, if everything's even, I could see this making somebody go, you know what, I'm not going to fly Southwest. Fuck them. I don't want to be subjected to their political views, whether it was pro-Biden or anti-Biden. I don't want to hear it.
Well, if you get the person that gets triggered by all sorts of things, and they hear that, and they're not happy at the service at the gate. They're not happy that they had to stand on a certain line to wait to board. They're not happy that they only got one snack instead of the cookies, too. They're not happy that, you know, there's no room in the overhead compartment. They're not happy that you bought the ticket, but they're fucking cramming you into that fucking plane like veal. Maybe that's the last one. Not for me, because I don't like Biden, but if I was a Karen or a Biden, yeah, that would probably be the last straw for me.
Listen, there are enough shenanigans going on in planes these days with people friggin' hauling out against the service crew on the plane. People so out of their minds they have to be duct taped to their chairs. Do we really need more divisiveness? Making things political on the friggin' plane? No.
You know, that's a good point. Hold on, Joe, stop. Pip actually makes a good point. People are on edge and acting out on the flights. So it could be argued that this guy just put his crew even in more fucking danger, made their job. He's protected by a door that you can't get through. But, you know, the flight attendants aren't. So, you know what? Now they got to deal with potentially somebody angry. This guy's an asshole. I didn't think about that. But that's an excellent point. This guy's a bad leader. You know what? When I think about it like that, now I'm thinking...
Thanks for throwing a live viper down the aisle for the crew to contend with, asshole.
Well, hold on. When I look at it in that light... Hold on. When I look at it in that light, it makes me think maybe the discipline should be greater. At first, I just thought, what an asshole, he's annoying people. I had not put it the way Pip put it, where, you know, potentially you're making the job harder for your crew. This guy's the captain. He's the leader. So maybe now if I'm at Southwest... Maybe he's not captain for a while. It's an interesting way to look
Southwest
at it.
Southwest is always known for their goofy antics on the plane, but just make the plane land in one piece, could you please?
Yes, seriously.
And may I get my fucking cookie bag?
No, you can't. You can't have cookies.
And you can be silly, but don't like set the you know I'm for the union. You know, like don't set the passengers on flames right before they're supposed to get off the plane, please.
No.
Jeez.
I don't know. On Southwest, I mean, if Muhammad Atta ran up the aisle, you're like, it's about fucking time.
All right. So we all agree something should be done with this guy. What it is...
You got to keep your opinion.
Yeah.
You got to keep your opinions to yourself. I mean, look, I got one of the line I represent at the day program on the back of my hat. I got it turned around because I don't want that logo associated with anything that I say, just in case. And you got, and I'm sitting at home doing our show. I'm not at the day program. It's still I have the main line that pays my mortgage. I don't want my opinions to be their opinions, and that it should be the same way with this pilot.
Do we all agree that the Let's Go Brandon chant is fucking stupid? Can we all agree on that?
I love it.
Well, it's so fucking, it's so juvenile. If you want to say fuck Joe Biden, say it, you pussy. I mean, really, it's fucking, and like for them to, and it's, listen, whether people say it, I don't give a shit. I think it's stupid. Now, where I do think it's wrong, if it's happening on the House floor, you know what, you know, these people used to be fucking leaders. And my blog was kind
Remember what you said. And we're going to bring that up in a little bit.
Well, my blog was actually this week, I wrote the blog, was actually about the Ted Cruz story, which we're doing next, and the Paul Gosar story. So we'll start with the Ted Cruz story. Senator Ted Cruz and other right-wingers criticized Sesame Street's Big Bird after the character's Twitter account said he got the vaccine. And it wasn't even for the bird flu, Joe.
How long were you holding on to that?
Honestly, I swear to God.
I'm surprised you didn't move the stories around.
Joe, I swear. Joe, my hand to the woman who scolded me at Food Lion. I just thought about that right now. I swear to God, I did. Okay. So maybe shame on me that I didn't that I wasn't holding it, but it just occurred to me now. Anyway, all right.
It's gonna be story one. I got gold here.
Gold, Jerry. It's gold. Gold, Brandon. It's gold. And by the way, what a fucking cis name Brandon is. Ugh. Anyway. Now I pissed off the Brandon demographic. Whatever. I got the code. So this is Big Bird talking. Oh, well, or the person in Big Bird. I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. The account under Big Bird's name wrote on Twitter, which has 217,000 followers. Now, before I continue, again, I'm just thinking about this now. The Count, who is one of the characters, is part bat. Shouldn't that motherfucker be in quarantine? I mean, if we're really going to get into this Sesame Street thing, he's the problem. If it wasn't for the Count, poor Big Bird wouldn't need to get vaccinated, and he wouldn't have a sore widow wing right now. I'm just saying. Where the hell is Ted Cruz on this? Why isn't Ted Cruz looking into this? Damn you, Cruz. All right, move on. So, Miss at Eric R. Hill even said, I've been getting vaccines since I was a little bird. I had no idea, Big Bird said, referring to CNN journalist Erica Hill. Well, you're a stupid bird then, aren't you? Several Sesame Street characters, including Big Bird, participated in a town hall event on CNN to help answer questions from kids and families about the COVID-19 vaccine, which was recently authorized for children ages 5 to 11. The FDA's expert panel voted that the vaccine benefits outweigh the risk for elementary school-aged children. Texas Senator Ted Cruz critically responded to Big Bird's tweet, according to the character of promoting propaganda. Government propaganda for your five-year-old, he wrote. Don't you belong in Cancun, stupid? Shouldn't you be leaving your constituency again, you pussy? Isn't it time for somebody to say something awful about your wife and for you to kiss their ass? You suck. But I'll go on. Anyway, because if we ever need a hero, Ted Cruz is the guy. He can't take on Donald Trump. He can't solve the power outages and help his constituents. But if there's a Muppet, he's your man. But not Animal. He's a little unpredictable. Newsmax host Steve Cortez went one step further, calling Big Bird's comment evil. Evil. Steve, Newsmax. It says news. There's no news. That's an opinion, stupid. Evil. What? Did Big Bird skull fuck you? Is that the big... Where did Big Bird touch you, Steve? Where did Big Bird... Did he do something naughty with your wife? Because he probably did to Ted Cruz's wife, but Ted Cruz won't say shit because he's not a big bird. He's a big chicken. All right, I'll go on. I'm fired up. This kind of propaganda is actually evil. Your children are not statistically at risk and should not be pressured into brand new treatment. Do not comply. Other right-wing figures, including Fox News contributor Lisa Booth and alt-right political commentator Michael Cernovich, also tweeted criticizing the Sesame Street character. President Joe Biden, on the other hand, praised Big Bird's decision to get vaccinated in a tweet Sunday evening. Good on you, Big Bird. Getting vaccinated is the best way to keep your whole neighborhood safe. Does he have nothing better to do? Does he have nothing better to do than to worry about these motherfuckers? I'll tell you what. We're all working way too hard. We all should run for office to lighten up our schedule. I don't understand.
You got Big Bird and Big Bird brains.
There you go. How long were we holding that one? That one, you had that one in the roost.
I wanted to do the story first.
Although right-wing figures have criticized Sesame Street and Big Bird for the decision to promote the COVID-19 vaccine, the character has long been involved in public health campaigns. In 1972, Big Bird participated in a segment telling children, don't wait, vaccinate. What do you think of Ted Cruz? Oh, so these are questions. Can we all agree that Ted Cruz is a motherfucker for wasting time going after Big Bird? Can we all agree on that?
Well, yeah,
I guess not.
Yeah and no.
I guess not,
yeah
Joe.
No.
Okay.
Basically, once again, it's one of these things where the recovery rate for kids that get COVID is like 98%. I mean, they recover really quick. Once again, from the past story, the effects from, I mean, this vaccine was rushed through after a year.
Hold on. We've all given Donald Trump credit for saying it was going to get done in a year and rushing it through. We needed it to get rushed through, and it's been extremely effective. It saved a bunch of lives. You're taking it away from your guy?
Not really, and I'll tell you why. As an adult, once again, you put yourself before your kids. If you go, I'm the breadwinner of the house, I need to keep my job, I need to do what I have to do, if you rushed it through and it's so far so good, I'll take it. I got to keep a roof over this family's head. Now, when it comes to your children, it's being once removed to somebody that you are watch out for. You care. You're their caretaker. And I'm not a parent, but I would think that you something that your child is going to get. You're going to look at it a little bit differently than as it would be for you,
Joe. Let me stop you right there. I'm not saying that these aren't valid critiques, but let's go back to the story. He went after Big Bird. if you want to attack the doctors and the science and have that conversation, all valid. I'll entertain it. He went after a fucking Muppet. He went after a Muppet on Twitter.
It's not a good look.
It's well for Ted Cruz. Pip, I hate to disagree with you, but for Ted Cruz, it's actually an improvement. For Ted Cruz...
It is so true. Timing is everything. Not a good luck.
Pip, this is the man...
Choose your battles. Yeah, I know.
Pip, this is the man who allowed a candidate at the time to pretty much call his wife a dog-faced gremlin and say his father had a hand in killing JFK and kissed his ass. This is a man who, when Texas was shut down by storms and everybody with all hands on deck, he went to fucking Cancun and blamed his kids. Pip, I bring before you, this is an improvement.
I'm not saying he's not an asshole, and I'm not saying that it didn't bring up valid points, and I'm sure as hell not saying Pip is wrong with an answer that just came in like the cavalry. I'm just giving the nuts and bolts. Yeah, but you're going against Big Bird. I mean, yeah. The fucking Easter Bunny was out of town, you know?
I think that Ted Cruz is a waste of valuable organs. But I think just going after, like, Sesame Street characters, it's just like, you know, why not tell people that you have absolutely nothing to fucking do all day? Why not just say it?
That's what I'm saying,
and
Pip.
You know... that Oscar the Grouch thinks this vaccine is bullshit, so I'm surprised you didn't go to Oscar the Grouch. I'm not taking that Ted Cruz is right.
I'm surprised he didn't go after Oscar the Grouch for refusing to work and being on the fucking streets. I'm surprised he didn't go after Bert and Ernie for promoting an alternative lifestyle. I mean, this Ted Cruz is a deep thinker. He can really get into the issues that America needs solved. I mean, we pay for this guy.
During the 80s. You didn't, during the 80s with Bert and Ernie, you didn't see when, Big Bird went over there. You got ADT, There's something coming out for you guys, So, yeah.
This is...
You got ADT.
Funny. This is Big Bird versus Big Turd. That's what this is. They're going after a Muppet. And you know what? I'm going to trust scientists much more than I'm going to trust Ted Cruz. And it's crazy that these so-called news organizations are going after trying to vaccinate children. By the way, it's not that the kids necessarily get sick. It's that they carry and bring it to adults who can't get the vaccine too, or people who have immune systems that aren't up to snuff. Yes, that's the word. Thank you. So there's more to it than that. It's just fucking ridiculous. And
here's where Ted Cruz could have used some common sense. I mean, his tweet was, he put the Big Bird tweet, and then he said, government propaganda for your five-year-old. All right? It's directly linked to Big Bird. He could have rephrased it or get a separate tweet, Sesame Street using their characters to promote government propaganda. You're dealing it with Sesame Street.
But Joe,
going after Sesame Street is not going after Big Bird.
Hold on, let me push back on something I just thought about. He's the motherfucking government. He's pushing his own propaganda. He's pushing government propaganda. Last time I checked, we were paying for that motherfucker too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, really. True. I mean, Ted Cruz cannot fucking disappear from this earth quick enough. Talk about a fucking waste of space. He is just useless. And they say this guy is smart. He's dumb as they come, and he's a pussy. And I would say it to his face. Donald Trump ate his fucking wife for dinner. Donald Trump shit on the memory of his father, and Ted Cruz could not wait to suckle that ass. Please, Ted Cruz, you should have half the integrity of a Big Bird. Okay.
He's like the Bernie Sanders of the Republicans.
No, no. Bernie Sanders has his beliefs, but he doesn't go after Muppets. There's no Bernie Sanders doesn't leave town when Vermont is under the fucking gun. No, there. No, Bernie Sanders doesn't let you shit on his wife and say nothing about it. No, Ted Cruz is a special all unto himself. He is such a fucking loser, such a piece of garbage. I hate that we are paying for him. But on that note, let's go to another person I'm calling a piece of garbage that we're paying for. All right. We all agree, attacking Big Bird, whether you have critiques, not the best strategy. Can we all agree on that?
Choose your words differently.
and you know, just mind yourself when the idea comes to you that I'm going to go after a piece of felt, that maybe I should dummy up.
Well, it's a lot of times these guys don't think. You know, there's just a knee-jerk reaction. They're going to think. And it's like, don't you realize you're going after Big
No,
Bird?
But see,
I mean,
I disagree. I think this was calculated because for that constituency, which they're courting, the stupid, I fucking said it. I don't care. If you're still listening and you don't think, I think you're stupid if you're listening to all this nonsense, well, I don't know what to tell you. But they're kowtowing to the stupid, which is just a shame because Ted Cruz is actually an intelligent person. He can, if he can figure out how to choose his words better, he could actually, you know, maybe get these people to agree what he thinks without being a complete moron. But he's,
exactly. How many times have I said that? You know, they're going about the narrative the wrong way. I mean,
yeah.
I gave my points on that where you could say it was propaganda. Where you know, I really don't want my child to have it. Yeah, they're using a children's show to push this narrative. I'm not, but phrase it like that. You know, just don't leave it empty the way you phrase it, Big Bird. Because all people are going to know is that you're hassling Big Bird. Fucking felt piece of fucking yellow.
This was calculated to go after the lowest common denominator of the Republicans and to trigger liberals. That's what this was. He's not stupid, even though he acts stupid. This wasn't an oopsie-daisy like Covfefe. We'll assume that was an oopsie-daisy. You know, no, this was calculated. It just shows what a slow...
Oh, it's grandstanding. It's obvious,
Yeah, okay. Let's move on. All right, and now we go to... Twitter added a warning label Monday to a tweet from Republican lawmaker that depicted an animated killing of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat from New York, an attack on President Joe Biden, saying the post violated the company's rules about hateful conduct. But the tweet from Representative Paul Gosar, Republican of Arizona, by the way, whose own siblings, family, campaigned against him. They begged people not to vote for this guy because they knew he was a dumb motherfucker. Will remain accessible for the public interest. Is it really? Twitter said in its notice. Gosar shared an altered video Sunday evening in which he and other Republican lawmakers, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Lauren Boebert of Colorado, are depicted as heroes from the Japanese anime series Attack on Titan. The post-apocalyptic series revolves around a small civilization that lives in a boarded-off city protecting itself from giant human-like creatures called Titans. Ocasio-Cortez's face is superimposed on one of the Titans who is killed by Gosar's character. His character also attacks a Titan with Biden's face. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Ocasio-Cortez responded in a tweet calling Gosar creepy and criticizing GOP leaders. And he'll face no consequences by GOP leaders cheer him on with excuses, she wrote, referring to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California. Fun Monday, we'll back to work because institutions don't protect woke? WOC, women of color. Gosar, a staunch ally of former President Donald Trump, has been at the forefront of efforts to downplay the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. He made headlines in 2018 when six of his siblings appeared in an ad endorsing his congressional opponent. Gosar's siblings later pressed for him to be removed from office for his fringe views. Happy Monday in America, where GOP leader McCarthy's colleague just posted a video of himself swinging two swords at President Biden. These bloodthirsty losers are more comfortable with violence than voting. Keep exposing them, Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, tweeted on Monday, tagging McCarthy. Representative Ted Lieu, a Democrat from California, characterized Gosar's attack actions as sick behavior. In any workplace in America, if a coworker made an anime video killing another coworker, that person would be fired, Lieu tweeted. Gosar and McCarthy's offices did not immediately respond to requests for comment, neither did Green or Bobarts. The video, which Gosar also posted on Instagram, appears to include a video of migrants at the U.S. southern border, similar to a 2018 ad tweeted by Trump. In the clip shared by Gosar, a video of migrants and Border Patrol agents is intermixed with animated scenes in which the words drugs, crime, poverty, money, murder, gangs, violence, and trafficking appear on the screen. Instagram did not immediately respond to a question about the video, whether it violates the policy. All right, there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, again, do these motherfuckers who we're paying for, and I titled my blog Government Waste, we are paying for these people. Do they have nothing better to do than Photoshop anime to play to the lowest common denominator of their base? Is all of our problems solved? Has he taken care of all the needs of his constituents? Of course not. He's a fucking loser. Now, let's get to Twitter. Yeah, take it down. Stop making excuses. We don't need to see this shit. It'll be on Reddit or something. There's no reason to keep it up there because it just perpetuates and more people hear about it. Whereas opposed, if Twitter fucking took it down, we would have heard Twitter took it down, and that would have been the fucking end of it. Although maybe I'm right wrong. Maybe if Twitter does take it down, maybe more people would seek it out. I don't know. I'm just tired of the excuse and for the public interest. I don't need to know what a fucking moron he is. I already know. Now, tomorrow he's going, they're making a move to censure him. The Democrats are doing this, and they want to remove him from his committee assignments. But here's the problem. The Republicans should have fucking handled this. You're not winning over the fucking middle. You're not winning over the moderates when you say nothing about this shit. Did we not just see a Democrat loon fucking commit violence to Steve Scalise, who's the second in charge of the Congress? Did we not see a Trump-infused nut go around with van and pipe bombs? Did we not see a Trump-infused nut go to slaughter people in a Pittsburgh synagogue? Fucking knock it off. Bring the temperature down. You're not helping. I don't care if you hate AOC or not. Don't work with her. I don't give a shit. I don't care if you don't want to work with her at all. But the violence, I'll tell you what, Joe, if you put an anime up of a coworker, of you killing them, as good of a worker as you've been there, they wouldn't have a problem saying goodbye to you. You can't have that in the workplace. You can't do that shit. Nobody else but in our fucking government can people get away with this shit. And I'll tell you another thing. Kathy Griffin was held to a higher standard. Madonna was held to a higher standard. Ted Nugent was held to a higher standard. All of them made little jokey jokes or comments about assassinating or killing or hurting presidents, other members of the government. And the Secret Service paid them a visit because you can't make those type of jokes. Why has the Secret Service not had a meeting with Paul Gosar? Clearly they should. They're just slashing Joe Biden, killing AOC. Again, maybe it's a ha-ha. You got to know the climate. It's just, you know, I can take a joke. And when we talked about Kathy Griffin, we all said it was fucking wrong. It was stupid. We weren't necessarily offended ourselves, but whatever happens to her, happens to her. She brought it upon herself. She should know better. Something should happen to this guy. Not violence. I'm not saying that. This guy should be drummed out of Congress. And this fucking climate, on the heels of January 6th, what we saw at the Capitol, with Republicans voting for an infrastructure bill, getting death threats. Republicans who voted for an infrastructure bill are getting, we all need fucking infrastructure. We all need the fucking roads and highways and airports and high speed. They're getting death threats. You're going to put this shit out there? Ugh, I can't.
All right. I'm going to unpack everything. And it's going to go almost along the same road that you went on. Basically, But he did. I try on Twitter, and I tried to find the video of the anime.
I found it. I found it. I'll be honest. It's hard to make it out. You really have to,
brother, because I can't. You know, I wanted to find it and see what the big deal was about, and really try to comment on it.
If you go slow, Joe. If you go slow, you see it. But if you go fast and you're not looking for it, maybe you don't.
Yeah, because I tried to find the damn thing.
Yeah, so I looked at it several times.
On that, I don't know what to to the extent of the anime went on that.
He killed a character with AOC's face on it.
Right.
He killed that character, and then I think the last thing in it, he's jumping at this big Joe Biden giant. Joe Biden's like one of these giants, and he's got like these two knives, like he's going to be slashing him in the face. That's what it was.
All right. So you're moving on from that. It's a little crazy. Are the Democrats going? Over exaggerating on this? I personally think they are. I'm going to keep going on this. You had Maxine Waters that was saying that you should, harass public officials, and then I think Rand Paul got attacked at a Republican event.
No, Rand Paul got attacked by his neighbor because he's a shitty neighbor. That's why Rand Paul got attacked.
Who got attacked at a golf game?
I don't know, Joe, but well, let's assume that happened. This just goes to my point that now is not the time.
I'm not done yet. One of them got a politician got attacked at a Republican event. I guess a Republican golf outing or something like that.
No idea.
Now, with all of that in mind, they all have to fucking knock it off.
Yeah.
They've all got to knock it off. I mean, number one. You weren't elected to sit there and write fucking anime, okay? You weren't elected to sit there and grandstand that you're upset about the anime. You weren't elected to bother people when they're sitting at the table. The whole goddamn lot of you were elected to, to work for us. I think what exacerbated it is that basically with Trump, Trump is Trump, and they're all trying to be kind of like Trump because they figure they can get at each other's base, regardless of if you're left or right. It's getting to the point where on both sides, it's fucking ridiculous. This guy seems like an asshole. Marjorie Taylor Greene is an asshole. But the grandstand to a certain part of their constituency, which is a problem because we're hiring entertainers. It's fucking politicians.
But, Joe, that's the problem, Joe. The actual entertainers, like I said, Madonna, Kathy Griffin, Ted Nugent, left and right, they're held to a higher standard than the actual politicians.
Because the politicians, regardless of what they say, are their own group. They're there to grandstand and go to harump at each other, and now we're saddled up with this. It's like, well, they wrote the anime. Well, really, you're getting upset about an anime? Well, really, because this is not good. Really, you have Maxine Waters saying all this stuff. So it's going around the whole thing. How about everybody just shuts their fucking mouth and tries to make, good policy?
Well, Joe, let me point to that. The Democrats just passed a historic infrastructure bill with some Republicans, and now the leader of McCarthy is looking to take action against the Republicans who voted for the infrastructure bill. Infrastructure is popular regardless of party, and all these motherfuckers, the ones that didn't vote for it, just like the ones who didn't vote for the stimulus, they're going to go back to their towns, and when these projects start up that they didn't vote for, they're going to cut the ribbon and take credit for it. Because, and this is what I've been saying, today's Republican Party is a fucking joke. They have no platform. They don't want to govern. Get in the room and govern. Instead, they don't want to do that. They're making anime. They're criticizing Big Bird. As Joe pointed out, they're grandstanding. Knock it off. Fucking do something. Put some conservative values into here.
The Democrats do their grandstanding as well. However,
they do, but they're also doing. They're also governing. I'm not saying they don't grandstand, but they're also governing.
Well, like I said, and we've had this conversation in the car. We've had this conversation on this show. We've had the conversation on the tour. Basically, these politicians don't look at. I don't see the common sense. There's little common sense in politics. On the Republican thing, we do need infrastructure. We have to have infrastructure. Infrastructure is what's going to move this country forward. Biden passing the infrastructure bill. I don't like Biden. I think the infrastructure bill needed to be passed. I hope that it goes and does not get burdened by overruns by unions and get caught up in government bureaucracy. That remains to be seen, but we have to go in there. If I read the infrastructure bill and I felt that there was not that much pork in it and the projects that were in there were ready to go and will be a benefit to the infrastructure and this country,
I will tell you. I will tell you what two Republicans said about it, about this particular infrastructure bill. Chris Christie said, because he was asked, "Would you have voted for this if you were in the position to vote for it?" He said, "From what I've seen, there's more good in it than bad. That's what a compromise is. You don't get everything you want. There's some things you don't like, but there's more good in it and bad than I would have voted for it. Rob Portman, a Republican out of Ohio, said this is an inflation reducing bill. This is going to help us reduce inflation. So you got Republicans who actually give a shit. Because, say what you want about Christie. Christie was hated by the police. But you know what? When Hurricane Sandy came, he made nicey-nice with Barack Obama, and he took care of his fucking constituents, and he got skewered on the right by the assholes who had no skin in the game. Because Chris Christie, say what you want about him, took care of his fucking constituents in that regard. So that's the difference.
And at that time, he's sitting there with Obama, Obama, and they're all palsy and stuff like that. And he caught shit for that. He's trying to get his constituency taken care of from this damn storm.
Because Joe, that's what governance is. Sometimes you got to make nicey nice with somebody you don't like, or you have to take some shit to go with the ice cream sundae. Because that's how government works in this country when it's working properly. But
I would love nothing more. To sit here and go, this infrastructure bill is going to be a boondoggle. I think it's going to be a disaster. You should have never voted. We don't need it. No, we do. And we had to get the bill. And like I said, I really want to read the bill to see what was in there. But for economists, every economist to turn around to sit there when they're asked, what is it going to take to keep America a player in the world stage in producing product and the GPT. Is the infrastructure. We have to fix the infrastructure. So for this bill to get passed, I don't like Biden. The bill got passed. We needed to do this. This is a step forward. I don't give a shit. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, shut up and stop and not go for the controversy shit.
She called it communist. She called it communist. Because you know what, Joe? You know what's communist? Broadbands and roads. There's nothing more communist than clean water and airports that actually fucking function. There's nothing more communist than that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying about the Republican Party for years. They're not a fucking party anymore. They're a cult. I remember what conservatives were, and I didn't often agree with them, but I knew where they were coming from and what they had beliefs. These people don't have beliefs. It's about grandstanding. It's about kissing Trump's ass. The party is fucking dead. It's just the same. The Democrats keep on tripping over their own dick like only Democrats can, and we'll fuck it up.
They're both tripping over their own dick.
Yep.
And the problem is that you would go, well, why don't we get people in there that can get the job done without a lot of with a lot of fanfare and stuff like that? Because those people don't want the fucking job.
Or if they do,
don't want to deal with the politics.
Or if they do, Joe, they get primaried because they're not extreme enough, because they're actually trying to do their job. So they get primaried from the right or the left.
You have people like that. That are like, you could do the job. Yeah, I don't want the fucking job. I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with this bullshit. So you get these people that have done, poli sci graduates and know how to play the game and done the, and this is what we got on both sides of the aisle.
I will say this, and then I think we can move on unless Pip has something brief she wants to add. I'll give her the chance. I think this will help Gosar politically. I think it will. And that's a reflection on this country. But I think it will help. Pip, do you have anything more to add, or shall we move on?
No, okay. Not really.
All right, let's move on. That was fun. Now we get wacky. Now we have a special type of fun.
Oh, boy.
All right. We don't do a lot of QAnon stories yet because they're batshit crazy. That's right. I said it. If you're still here and you're listening to this show because of QAnon, it's because I'm channeling Donald Trump right now. And listen to every word I say. You're in the right fucking place. Okay. Now that I told my followers, we'll move on, kids. QAnon followers have questioned whether Rolling Stones guitarist Keith fucking Richards, is in fact President John F. Kennedy after the failure of their prophecy that his son JFK Jr. would reappear this week in Dallas. Like, this isn't The Onion.
You know what? They should have had that in
classic.
This is fucking real. Right?
Yeah. 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 It's like, we're not making this up.
We're one sentence in, and the batshit crazy is strong with this. This is not from The Onion. We are one sentence in. Hundreds of QAnon believers descended on the city on Tuesday, convinced they would witness the return of JFK Jr., who died in 1999. He would emerge from the water and come to the place where his father lost his fucking skull, because if I was coming back from the dead, that's the first place on my fucking tour.
I know! This is so crazy! It's like, yeah, that's the place I definitely want to visit. That was on my bucket list.
Shut up! We'll go to the Waffle House, but first I want to see where Dad lost his mind. No, literally, lost his mind. All right, we'll continue.
Oh, good!
Oh, God.
This prophecy, which is considered too extreme even by some other members of the conspiracy, not all kids, some other members of the conspiracy theory movement posits that JFK Jr. faked his death in a plane crash and would return to run as Donald Trump's vice president in 2024 and help usher in a new era of American prosperity. Because if there's one thing a flaming liberal like JFK Jr. wanted to do, it was to come back and help Trump, who, by the way, when JFK Jr. fucking died in 1999, Trump was a Democrat, you motherfuckers. But anyway...
I like the way you have to you're prefacing that with us like we're not believing you here.
Listen, man.
Just in case you're fucking crazy, I have to throw this in. Well, you know what? Yeah, I was going along with these people, but until you threw that in, I changed my mind.
I'm glad I can help.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that is just so outrageous about this is that, you know, it's like, well, even some of the other QAnon people don't believe this shit. It's like, how crazy do the crazies have to be to, like, you know, have the other crazies backing off and going, okay, now you went too far.
Let's continue. On Tuesday, QAnon followers arrived at the site of JFK's assassination on November 22nd, 1963, Dealey Plaza in Dallas, expecting to see JFK Jr. Hello, everybody! I'm sorry I'm wet, but I just came back from the Atlantic Ocean. I would have flown, but that shit don't work out well for me, so I walked.
That would have been the speech, yeah.
Yes, and that's exactly where I would have started.
You touched all the bullet points. Yeah.
Oh, Joe! Bullet points, was that intentional?
Oh, God!
Sure it was my brilliant improv.
I have tons of money, I'm good looking, people like me, and I have a beautiful wife. Let me go hide under a rock for decades,
yeah.
Waiting for this grand moment to arise.
The prophecy was promoted by QAnon Telegram channels with hundreds of thousands of followers, including the -48 and Whiplash 347 accounts. Well, I mean, if they're promoting it, then it's quality. After JFK Jr. failed to appear at Dealey Plaza, guys, he'll be here any moment. It's like Linus waiting for the Great Pumpkin. Just a bunch of morons waiting.
It is, rather.
They're all Linus. But there's no... Sally's not coming. And neither is the Great Pumpkin. After JFK Jr.
You know what? I gotta tell you, I think waiting for the Great Pumpkin makes more sense.
I'm not gonna disagree. I'll tell you what, though. Ted Cruz has a very strong opinion about the Great Pumpkin that he wants to share with you.
You big orange bastard, how dare you?
And then now you say that, Donald Trump's going to get pissed off.
Pumpkin's got all the ballots for Trump.
He ate them all. It's the grand conspiracy. I knew the Great Pumpkin was a liberal. Anyway, after JFK Jr. failed to appear at Dealey Plaza because he died more than two decades ago, QAnon followers moved the goalposts.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
I like the way they write after JFK failed to appear, like he was booked.
Yeah. I don't understand. Who are we going to get?
Like it's a breach of contract, you know?
Who are we going
to
get?
He failed to appear.
I guess we could get Aaron Burr. He's not doing anything. All right, get the ghost of Aaron Burr.
That's good.
QAnon followers move the goalposts yet again to share a new prediction. Why wouldn't you? Numerous accounts across several Telegram channels seen by Newsweek claim that JFK and his son would reveal themselves to the world, wait for it, at a Rolling Stones concert in Dallas on Tuesday night. Now, if anybody from the dead was going to come back, why wouldn't it be the drummer? I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah. Let me tell you, the Stones weren't, now we won't totally walk back, not...
You know, he played drums.
Era, I don't know how to play drums.
You know, he played drums, so he's used to being a riser.
QAnon followers shared photos and posts from inside the Cotton Bowl Stadium with some convinced that Richards, the Rolling Stones guitarist born in Dartford, Southeast England in 1943, was in fact the 35th president of the United States. Hold on, let me stop right now. You could raise JFK Jr. right now from his grave. Still looks more alive than Keith Richards. Stop it. Stop it. The corpse of JFK better looking than Keith Richards. I said it.
It's like, really, you think that that's what he'd end up looking like? Really?
A user with more than 1,000 Telegram subscribers wrote, oh, a mover and a shaker. Yeah, Keith Richards is totally JFK Sr. This whole event is coded for JFK, the arrival. Of course it is. A Twitter user... Oh, JFK's fucking stealing Joe's air. A Twitter user with hundreds of...
Dry.
A Twitter user with... Well, then it's not Junior because he's all wet. A Twitter user with hundreds of followers posted, whether you like it or not, JFK Sr. was there at the concert, and I feel it was Keith Richards. Do ya? Other accounts on Telegram questioned who was actually on stage. One shared a picture of Richards performing Dallas, and another of him from a photo shoot, commenting, not the same person for sure. Good deduction, Sherlock. Some QAnon followers were left deflated when JFK Jr. failed to return, however, and cast doubt on the idea that the rock band's members were Kennedys in disguise. And these were the smart ones. One said, why are they the Rolling Stones selling tickets for a Detroit concert if they're revealing themselves as fakes wearing masks? An excellent question. And why did the drummer have to die? If JFK Jr. is revealing himself and wearing Stones masks, they wouldn't be scheduling a concert in Detroit 2 weeks and currently selling tickets. Why not? It's a good fucking show. It helps turnout.
It's even better now that we know that it's full of dead presidents.
Yes. After the concert ended, another shared a post with the Telegram group that read, didn't miss anything at the concert except a good performance. QAnon podcaster Mike Penny attempted to explain JFK Jr.'s non-appearance on a YouTube video. You know, where you guys get your information about COVID. In the clip, uploaded on Tuesday evening, Penny said, a lot of things from late last night till this morning haven't panned out the way they were supposed to. The way they were supposed to? Really? Were you having an exorcism where he was... The way they were supposed to? Listen to yourself. How did you figure out how to upload a video? That's a fucking modern marvel of science right there, you fucking loser.
This is when I do a scratch-off ticket, and I don't get anything off of it. I'm like, this didn't turn out the way it was supposed to.
Correct.
Wait for life. I was supposed to run right down to the Corvette dealer, get my Z06 in red, and yeah, that was the plan. Sometimes shit don't turn
kind
out.
Of, Joe, kind of like me on Friday night when I asked the one couple how long they were married, and I totally triggered the other couple. This did not work out the way I had planned. I understand now.
It's the kind of logic like the people, I saw a meme where the flat earth people put down a level on the ground and said, look at that, it's level. logic.
Where's your round earth now?
It is, but to see these people are so adamant that the world is flat, you know, you're dealing with people like this that believe wrestling is real, that read the Inquirer like it's the Times, you know, it's scary that you got people this fucking stupid.
Yeah, our country has a bad case of the dumb.
In the clip uploaded on Tuesday, Penny said a lot of things from last night till this morning haven't panned out the way they were supposed to. But again, we're on God's timing, and we don't hold that against anybody. Oh, how kind. How Christian of you. We understand that that's the way it is, and there's a lot to still be unfolded. But we're going to still be spouting off nonsense, because why wouldn't we? Because you're still subscribing. The video has been watched more than 75,800 times. It's been liked 6,000 times and disliked by 766 people. Newsweek has contacted the Dallas Police Department for comment. The reappearance of JFK Jr. is the latest QAnon prediction to fall flat after the day of reckoning known as the storm failed to materialize on any of the dates promoted by conspiracy theorists because they're losers. The QAnon movement originated online message boards and promotes baseless claims that a satanic pedophile ring is engaged in mass sex trafficking of children. It's called the Catholic Church. The followers also believe what? No, I said that out loud. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, click and like. Subscribe. You'll get more brilliance like that. Ugh.
It's fight the real enemy.
Yes. Its followers also believe that in the storm, former President Donald Trump will expose this group and its members to be executed. All right, first let me get to the real heart of this problem right here. What type of fucking moron thinks John F. Kennedy and John F. Kennedy Jr. are going to come back as the Rolling Stones, when we all know, if they're going to come back as a rock band, it's going to be the band The Dead Kennedys. I mean, seriously, folks.
It's very good. The Dead Kennedys.
It's just so fucking far-fetched.
You think?
But who drew up this idea? I'd like to meet the guy that drew up this idea.
Somebody who's making a lot of money off of morons by getting clicks and advertising. Somebody who is way smarter than the fucking rubes that are listening to this. Because you got to be intelligent to come up with this bullshit, and now you're going to find the morons to buy this shit. I mean, kudos to that guy. Or girl.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, whoever is coming up with these things, somebody is sitting at a diner, and they're having the reverse of the pickle meeting. They're sitting there going, what's the most ridiculous thing you can think of happening?
You know, Joe.
How do we pitch it so that these dumbos believe it?
Joe,
what's the dumbest thing you can think of?
Hold on. Along that vein, Joe and I often talk about a booker from the past, and Joe will often say, not enough. This goes along with that vein right there, Pip. Just like the most absurd thing you could come up with. Hey, we're not doing enough. That's what these people are doing,
yeah.
Pip.
Yeah, where it comes from, Pip, is we would goof on this certain booker, and then you go to do a weekend, and you're sitting at the table with the guy, and you listen to him talk, and I would sit there and go, I'm not doing enough. I go, because when you goof on somebody or imitate somebody, you exaggerate. And then
yes.
You'll sit there the following week with them at the table and go, Jesus Christ, he's like outdoing the fucking exaggeration. I got to fucking step this up.
Yeah, really. It's like, I got to make it bigger. Bigger.
Yeah.
Go bigger.
All right. Just, I mean, putting the absurdity of this, and we've had a lot of fun with this story, justifiably so. The reality is, many mainstream Republicans, the majority of the party, are catering towards these people now. That's the we've always had nutballs on the fringes, and they were the fringes. You ignored them. In the good old days, they were ranting shit outside the subway, and you kept on fucking walking. Now they're running shit. That's the problem. That's the problem with this country. And we just gave you two stories where you got one guy sassing Big Bird and another guy, you know, making anime. I mean, this is where we are.
Yeah, it's scary because, you know, who was it that recently said there were, like, what would you do now? How would you, you know, spoof things now? And they said, you can't because It's all so crazy that you can't even spoof the world right now. Because you could say the most ridiculous thing and people would be like, "Oh, that's next week's headline."
I've told the story at the beginning of the Trump era. Kevin Israel and I, who's a Republican, or was, and actually worked in the Republican Party, a real fucking Republican, actually helped Republicans get elected. So before you go after Kevin, he's not a Republican. No, he actually got Republicans elected. We were going to come up with the idea of coming up with a website, like spoofing like Republican shit, you know, and then we just said, to Pip's point, it's not enough. We can't do it. The real headlines are more absurd. And that was just with the Trump shit. Now you got the QAnon shit. I mean, the Onion is going, you know what? We're peeled. We can't do no more.
It's like the real headlines sound like us. What do we do to top this?
You can't.
We can't.
You can't. If I pitch you, go, hey, we're gonna have a buddy movie, and it's gonna involve going to Dallas to see JFK Jr. come back, and then they're gonna go to a Stones concert, kind of like Wayne's World, but with zombies. Hollywood would go, what are you fucking stupid? You can't do that. There's nobody stupid enough to play into this fantasy.
We actually did that with a script we pitched, and it's true.
that's true too. It's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good point. We lost the writer. Maybe he'll come back at a Rolling Stones concert.
Maybe he's Keith Richards.
He might be Keith Richards. I don't know.
I mean, literally, you can't make this shit up. We're living it.
I'm going to say...
No, they literally made this shit up. I mean, you actually can make this shit up. And you know what? When you looked at the article... You know, it's like, all right, maybe there's just a couple of people on this. No, that fucking Noel was fucking packed with morons.
Well, Joe, Joe, we've had our fun, but I did get word, and I believe it to be true. Abraham Lincoln really is Steven Tyler. Just saying. Just saying.
You know, I always felt Abe had a little flair with scarves and things secretly. I knew it.
Did you ever notice Janie's got a gun? Janie starts with a J. John Wilkes Booth starts with a J. That's what that's really about. That's what that really is.
Well, I don't know if the actual verdict, because history kind of covered it up when he made his famous speech at Gettysburg. 4 score...
And what he really said was 4 whores.
Oh,
7 years ago.
Listen, this is going to sound very unpopular, especially from somebody, people of my history, my Jewish people have gone through this. Asians have gone through this in our country, unfortunately. Excuse me, Japanese people have gone through this in our country. It's time to round these motherfuckers up and put them in a camp and try to figure out something they can do. You know what? Give them menial tasks that nobody else wants. They can pick the fucking lettuce and they can babble amongst themselves and we'll just have somebody watch over them, because really, they're not helping. They are fucking... I say it all the time. There's a certain amount of stupid I can't tolerate. These people are that stupid. They serve no purpose. There is zero people that will believe this shit. Really, the best thing you could do is we could chop you up and we could feed great white sharks so they leave innocent seals alone. That's the best thing that we could. We could save the seal population, the sea lion population, by feeding QAnon followers to them.
It's like when you argue with the flat earthers, but it's like I really would like to meet one of these people and go, where in the hell do you think this is real? And you've got to give me examples on how you think this is real.
Oh, they will, Joe. They will give you examples.
They will.
Yeah.
They will. And you can't use logic with them. You can't. The thing is that, you know, I'm starting to get with, although the history of rounding people up in camps has not gone well for your people, Devin, I do agree with the stupid. I'm starting to think that there was a sci-fi music that a movie that came out years ago. I didn't see it, but the premise was Escape from Los Angeles, I think.
Uh-huh.
And
Hold on, stop. I think that was the sequel to Escape from New York. I think that came out in the 80s, and they did the sequel several years ago, Escape from Los Angeles. Escape from New York was actually seen by a lot of people, but go on.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so the idea is...
Movie.
take a city and jail all the baddies in there. And I think that we need to pick a state and keep and ship the stupid.
The Dakotas! How many times do I have to say it? Ship them to the Dakotas! How many times do I have to say it?
But also, look, it's one thing to think that JFK is coming back.
Really?
It's another thing to get a fucking lawn chair and wait in Dealey Plaza to see it. You know,
is that any more absurd than JFK Sr.'s Keith Richards? It's all batshit crazy.
I really do want to hear Keith Richards' take on this.
You know what's interesting about that? To say what I just said and then get a really and you up it to another extent of insanity, it's kind of fucking scary.
But Joe, this is the majority of the party that you vote with right now.
Not this degree. It's a goofball fringe of it.
Well, no, not this degree. But a lot of them believe QAnon. Mike Flynn, who is Donald Trump's security advisor for a hiccup before he wound up going to jail, he's a QAnon guy. He actually just said the other day we should have one religion. That's what he said. He also said that they're putting the vaccine or something in salad dressing. I have that story, which I just never got around to covering. And he was in the fucking White House. So it's not as fringy as we'd like to think.
I didn't say Rance was evil and was taking over the country.
Is that what he said?
Why.
I think that's what it was.
If I was going to put the vaccine in, I would put it in Ranch, maybe Thousand Island. I don't think Roquefort would be going to make it.
He said this shit. And he was Donald Trump's security advisor. So we like to say this is the fringe. No. That shit has infiltrated the mainstream. Maybe not to this extent, but they believe QAnon. They believe a lot of them believe Trump's going to get reinstated, even though there's no mechanism in the Constitution for that. They are fucking batshit crazy, and this is who Paul Gosar is playing to. This is who Ted Cruz is playing to. This is who Marjorie Taylor Greene is playing to. Jewish space lasers. She's now a member of Congress. So don't tell me it's the fringe. The fringe is here, baby. All right.
But I do believe in Jewish space lasers.
That's what Jews use now. That's what rabbis use now instead of moils. We just get the Jewish space laser. We take a little top off the schmeckle.
It's just a show that people put on for Hanukkah.
We're not
Jewish
space lasers. No, you know how much electricity that costs? We're not wasting money on that. What's wrong with you? You should know
good
us better.
Answer.
You should know us better than that. All right. So that was those were all fun stories. I'm sorry. I mean, except for the California story, which was a serious story. We had a good conversation about. They were all funny and sad at the same time. Every one of them,
yes.
From the Let's Go Brandon to the QAnon, obviously varying degrees, but very sad and funny at the same time. All right. Good. That was a lot of fun. Let's let's take our last break. We have new music from Just the Jester with Time Machine. We've played some of their stuff before, and Pete Colorado with Come On World. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com.